stolen. Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable. Anyway, yeah, it's pretty amazing what Mother Nature can do to some of these towers. I've seen pictures over the years of towers getting destroyed by winds, but I met this guy at the Hamfest the other day, and he's really, really big into the sideband stuff, 2 meter and 440, and this guy is a techno whiz. I don't know where he is here in Tucson. He's somewhere here in Tucson, but I had a nice conversation with him the other day, and I looked him up on QRZ, and I couldn't believe he had all these pictures of his towers just completely destroyed and mangled, nothing. And he mentioned that. He said the other day that, you know, I was telling him, man, I really need a 2 meter Yagi or some kind of antenna so I could do the sideband nets a little bit better, you know, instead of using my Diamond 50. And he's telling me, oh, I've got a lot of aluminum. I've got a lot of aluminum. Just you know, email me or whatever. And I was trying to figure out what he meant by that. So I went to his QRZ page, and sure enough, he's showing pictures of all these antennas that he had and towers that are all pretty much scrap metal. So it's a shame. I know a lot of people lost antennas and towers 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago. It was some crazy storm here, so... oh, well, I know what to expect eventually, but today was just a taste of that, man. And it's still extremely... We went to dinner over in Quail Creek here and just came back, and, it's still extremely windy. We had some raindrops, though, on the way back, or on the way there. There was a couple of raindrops on the windshield, so we're even going to get a little sprinkles. Not much. There was very, very little in the way of moisture, but be nice if we can get a little bit more.